Welcome to World Watch News Podcast. Fighting in Kharkiv under control, says Ukrainian President Zelensky. By Essa Mylila, May 16, 2024. In recent days, fighting has escalated around the city of Kharkiv, where Russia has made its largest territorial gains in Ukraine in 18 months. However, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has described the situation as very difficult, but under control. Speaking to military leaders in the city, which is located just 18 miles 30 kilometers from the Russian border, Zelensky acknowledged the challenges faced by Ukraine's outgunned and outmanned forces. Ukrainian forces inflict significant losses on Russia. Despite the difficulties, President Zelensky affirmed that Ukrainian soldiers are inflicting significant losses on the occupier. In a statement on Telegram, he emphasized the ongoing challenges in the area, but also mentioned that reinforcements are being sent to support Ukrainian units. This determination to defend Ukraine's territory against the Russian advance is commendable. Russia's territorial gains and Ukraine's countermeasures. Analysis by the news agency AFP indicates that between May 9 and May 15, Moscow seized 278 square kilometers, 107 square miles of Ukrainian territory in the Kharkiv region. This marks the largest territorial gain by Russia in a single operation since mid-December 2022. However, Ukraine's army reported that it has managed to halve advancing Russian forces in some areas. Military spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Voloshin stated that Ukrainian forces have significantly reduced the activity of the Russian occupiers, although the enemy is still attempting to create conditions for further advances. Allegations of civilian casualties and Russian aggression. Amid the intense fighting, Ukraine has accused Russia of executing a number of civilians in the town of Vovchansk. Ukraine's Interior Minister Igor Klimenko claimed that one resident was killed while trying to escape on foot. These allegations add to the already dire situation and highlight the gravity of the conflict. Russian President Putin's visit to China. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin is currently in China on his first international visit since winning the Russian presidential election in March. This visit comes at a crucial time as Russia continues its military operations in Ukraine. It remains to be seen how this international engagement will impact the ongoing conflict. Russian attacks highlight Ukrainian military challenges. The intensification of Russian attacks on multiple fronts underscores the acute ammunition and manpower shortages affecting the Ukrainian military. As Moscow makes territorial gains, it is possible that they are attempting to force Ukraine to divert troops from other hot spots. This further strains Ukraine's resources and poses additional challenges for its defense forces. The situation in Kharkiv and the broader conflict between Ukraine and Russia remains highly concerning. The international community continues to closely monitor the developments and hopes for a peaceful resolution to the crisis. Thanks for listening, follow and share.